The controversial practice of stop and frisk was under a microscope as the city council debated a package of bills that would alter the way the New York Police Department operates. Those bills include creating an inspector general post to provide more oversight and requiring officers to explain why they're stopping people. WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports that even as the NYPD's actions at today's hearing were debated, the department did not send a representative to testify.
The proceedings lasted several hours, and many on the council took an opportunity to offer their own passionate testimony, like Brooklyn Councilwoman Letitia James, who is African American.
This is critically important to all of us here today, and as someone whose nephew, whose neighbors, whose minister, whose her doctor, her dentist have all been stopped and frisked, I have an obligation and a duty to ask these questions, and I will not be interrupted.
James and others were fired up as they questioned the city's only representative, Councilor to the Mayor Michael Best. He testified that the tactic is a critical tool in the city's fight against crime, and he did his best to convince the Public Safety Committee that the legislation isn't legal.
The bills that are currently before this committee are bills that would change and conflict with existing state law.
Best argued that the proposed bills attempt to regulate the duties of police officers, which are already governed by the state. But NYCLU's Donna Lieberman disputes that claim.
The city council is fully within its power to legislate to protect the civil rights of New Yorkers, and that's what these bills do.
Reverend Kirsten John Foy, who's been stopped by police himself, says he hopes so. He believes mainstream support for a practice that amounted to nearly 700,000 stops last year, the vast majority people of color, is beginning to erode.
This issue is more about us as a community, as a city, and so collectively we're going to stand up and we're going to rewrite our future.
There will be two more hearings later this month on stop and frisk. The council hasn't said when and if these measures will be revised or voted on in the future. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.